Honey, I'm home. Vacation has officially started.
We are off to SeaWorld.
Yay! All right, kids, let's get packing.
Hun, did you call Perfection Auto Works for the free summer trip inspection before we hit the highway?
Oh, honey, I forgot. I'll give them a call right now.
Hey, we're not going anywhere without Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection checking out our car.
How do you avoid jaws on your wall for auto repair? Start with Perfection Auto Works' free 26-point inspection. Then, consider if it's time for brakes, major service, timing belt replacement, or any other scheduled maintenance on your car, truck, or SUV. From an Audi to a Volvo, and all cars in between. Don't leave town without that free vacation inspection. 323-8650. Or check out our cool website at perfectionautoworks.com. 323-8650.
Facebook uses AI to detect underage users. A new federal agency collaborates cybersecurity threats. An executive order strengthens leadership in clean cars and how to protect yourself from fake phone chargers. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Hello, Tucson and podcast world. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for scam awareness, blockchain science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 56. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Good to have you with us every Saturday, and we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. Our open lines, 520-790-2040. Feel free to call in anytime with your comments, questions, and even complaints. On this show, we can answer it all. Co-hosting today is Chris from the cast of the Unscrewed Theater.
Easy for you to say. Hello.
It's never easy. We do have a great show for you today, starting with, we do have a question from a show that we did last week. So last week, we did discuss the chip shortage, but here's the question. If you can answer this question, you will get a gift card from the Unscrewed Theater on me. Ooh. I will pay for it. Oh. So here's the question. And if you have the answer to this question, please call in during the break and we will get you awarded. The question is, what product will people have to pre-order this fall as a result of the chip shortage? Again, what product will people have to pre-order this fall because of the chip shortage? So if you know the answer to that question, please call us during the commercial break and we will get you awarded.
I think I have an idea. It could be like five different
things. But you can't win because you work for the Unscrewed Theater.
I know. I'm not eligible.
You're not eligible to win, but hopefully somebody will.
Yeah, somebody.
Here's what's happening in tech news this week. Facebook uses AI. They use all kinds of AI, but this is something that that was on their blog post just recently, a new way that they detect underage users. So basically, Facebook has a big problem with implementing new ways to detect underage users. So Facebook, who also owns Instagram, these two services are not designed for people that are 13 years old or younger.
Okay, so that's the cutoff.
13 is the cutoff. So Okay. They're trying to stop these kids trying to pretend that they're older so they can open up these accounts.
Oh, right.
Now, obviously, the easiest way that somebody could maybe try to fib around with it is to maybe change the birth date.
Okay.
You know, when you go in and try to create an account, it asks you for your email, your name, your address, other stuff. But it also asks for your date of birth. Now, if it detects that you've tried several times with different birth dates, it's going to cut you off.
Okay. So, and you can't have a fake ID for that.
Well, they've already thought about that too. And they're trying their best to not be identification based. Because if you think about it, it's possible for someone 13 and older, let's say it's a tween, maybe someone that's maybe 13 to 17.
Uh-huh.
And their parents allow them to have a Facebook account or a social media account. Those people may not have government-issued IDs yet.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So it's not a fair standard to have their platform based on.
Right.
So what they're doing with AI is they're trying to find different ways, and they have found different ways of looking at the behavior of your actions on their platform.
Wait, are you saying that Facebook reads people's messages?
I'm sorry to break it to you, but yes, they do. Facebook is not a public company. It is a private company that makes their own rules, and they can abide by their own policies.
I am so disillusioned.
So here's how it would work. So they'll look at your activity, and they could say, okay, this activity is synonymous with a 10-year-old or 11-year-old.
Okay.
So although you've put your date of birth as this, we think that you're not that age. We think you're this younger age, and then they will cut you off.
Oh, okay. So yeah, if you put down you're 40 years old and everything you do is about Roblox, then that's an indicator.
Well, you know, if you're instructing Roblox, you know, I get what you're saying,
right.
But it's a little bit more in-depth than that. So in-depth that only a computer can compute these things.
Okay.
So it's a combination of activities.
Got it.
Okay, that they're able to determine that. Now, Facebook is also working with other app developers, and what they're trying to do, they're trying to corner the market in this AI of trying to figure out how old a person is. Have you ever played those games where he says, wow, you have the reflexes of a 20-year-old.
Yeah, if you play this, your brain age is 25.
Exactly. Now, get this. If you put in there that you're 40 years old, but then you have the agility and reflexes of a 10-year-old,
yeah.
Bam.
There you go.
But it's just one indicator of many things. It says, okay, you're watching Roblox. Okay, you have the attention span of a 10-year-old.
Right.
You're watching cartoons. We don't think that you're 13 or older.
And
that's another way that they cut you off. So now this is not a bad thing. You know, if kids are trying to find ways to get on adult content, mm-hmm. There needs to be something in place. So
true.
There is something in place when it comes to Facebook and Instagram. Other social media apps are starting to follow through a little bit. So hopefully this would be something good. And hopefully nobody gets legitimately cut off who is playing by the rules. So
right.
That's the other flip side of the thing. So also, a new federal agency has been born. A federal agency, it is called the Joint Cyber Defense Collaborative, which is JCDC.
Oh, I love that band.
Not ACDC. JCDC.
JCDC. Okay. So their big hit single is The Super Highway to Hell.
Oh, well, okay. It could be. It just might be. So the JCDC, they're going to be operating underneath the CISA, which is the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
And one letter away from the CIA.
Yes. You just add an S in there.
Uh-huh.
There you go. And then you have the CIA. So we have all these acronyms. So these two agencies, you have the CISA and then the JCDC, they are pretty much there to evaluate all security, cybersecurity threats that affect the United States, particularly the government. And if it affects the public, you know, they would actually let the public know from there.
But they can't tell Facebook to stop reading my messages.
if it becomes a national threat,
okay.
But hey, now see that's getting more into like the politics of things. But I'll let those two hash it out.
Okay.
You know, they're on top of each other.
It's way above our pay grade.
Yes, absolutely. So the purpose of the JCDC is to allow a collaborative effort. So this is technically what the website said, a new agency effort to lead the development of cyber defense operations plans and to execute those plans in coordination with partners from the federal interagency private sector and state, local, tribal, territorial government stakeholders to drive down the risk before an incident and to unify defense actions before they occur.
So, all right. So they're the first line of defense.
They're the first line of cyber defense.
In our cyber world.
So these have been created. And one of the things that President Biden was trying to do was he put these these executive orders in place so that there would be some sort of collaboration. Because basically, when it comes to government, a lot of agencies do not talk to each other. They're just focused on their own thing.
You don't say.
Okay. Very simple things, like the motor vehicle does not communicate with the insurance. So, if you know, it's against the law to drive your car without insurance, for example. But there's no way for the, but the state, those two entities don't check each other. They just don't talk. They just don't,
I am personally familiar with that.
So some of the biggest partners of the JCDC are AWS, which is Amazon Web Services, AT&T, CrowdStrike, FireEye, Mandiant, Google Cloud, Lumen, Microsoft. Oh, my goodness. People are calling me.
Oh, wait. And maybe they want a gift card.
Oh, maybe. They're calling the wrong number. Microsoft, Palo Alto Networks, and Verizon are all involved with this.
That's a lot.
And there's also an executive order that, this is going into our third story, an executive order that strengthens the leadership of clean cars. So President Biden is also calling for a 50% of cars that are made in the year 2030, that's just 9 years from now,
wow,
need to be all electric or zero emissions. So the and also for heavy duty and semi trucks, those would not be affected. So heavy equipment, construction, farming vehicles can still have gas engines, 100% of that manufacturing. So so heavy equipment is not going electric. They're still using good old muscle gas.
Right.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. And after the commercial, we're going to talk about how to protect yourself from fake phone chargers. Come on back.
And they're off and running.
Pedal to the metal madness.
My gosh, the drivers in Tucson are insane. I've never seen anything like it.
Oh, look at that, a near collision. Oh, number 21 just missed the lead driver. Oh no, I saw that coming. A pileup on the first lap.
It's insanity, I tell you.
Those cars are out of commission. Look at number 17, there's smoke coming out of the engine.
Look at the flames underneath that vehicle.
Well, he knows what to do. He's pulling into Perfection Auto Works pit stop. Look at those mechanics go like ants on honey.
This is incredible. Look, he's getting back in the race.
What was that, 7.6 seconds? That's perfection.
When you're involved in the fast-paced race of life and you know you're in need of a pit stop, pull into Perfection Auto Works. Our expert crew and free 26-point inspection will get you back on the road fast and furiously. 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Ugly Goose Car Rental is new in Tucson, providing a low-cost auto rental alternative for just $100 per week. The only catch? The cars are ugly, but very safe and reliable to get you to work, school, shopping, and all your important appointments. To reserve your $100 a week car rental, call Ugly Goose Car Rental at 520-261-0439. Again, 520-261-0439.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, blockchain science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Chris, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater.
Hello.
During the break, we got a phone call in from Bill. Bill, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, Bill. Do you have the answer to our question?
I truly hope it's the new iPhone coming out. I thought that's what you said last
ding,
week.
Ding, 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 ding. Winner, winner, winner. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
All right. You're going to get a gift card.
I listen to you every week. and
all right.
enjoy the show considerably.
And now it's paying off when you listen to the show every week. So stay on the line. We're going to have Tom grab your information.
Thank you, Bill.
We'll get back to you real soon. Thanks, Bill.
Okay, thank you each.
Okay. Before we get into our next segment, Chris, what can you tell us more about the Unscrewed Theater? What's happening?
Well, I can tell you, breaking news, Bill is going to be attending the Unscrewed Theater because we are open for in-person shows now. We had our reopening kickoff last night. We are going to continue our in-person improv party tonight. And I'm happy to announce that we have a special guest for our
show.
Who's that? His name happens to be Aaron Moss
from the
Computer Doctor Radio Show.
That's
so
right.
We are going to be welcoming you to our stage tonight.
Okay.
And we are open for business. If you are able to get to our theater at 4500 East Speedway Boulevard, you will enjoy performances from all of our improv house teams. That also is going to be live streamed. So if you are not able to get to the theater, you can still enjoy the comedy fun from wherever you are. Just go to our website, which is unscrewedtheater.org, and select see a show, and it'll take you to our event calendar. You can get your tickets and hopefully join us tonight.
And if you join us tonight, you get to see Aaron Moss make a fool of himself and
yes.
having a lot of fun.
That is an extra added benefit.
And those of you that don't see it, I'll try to get some video of it and put it on the website. Treasures for Teachers is looking for back-to-school supply donations, items such as brown lunch bags, erasers, tissues, pipe cleaners, pencil sharpeners, toothpicks, sandpaper, small tools, magnifiers, glue sticks, cotton balls, Q-tips, Play-Doh. Remember Play-Doh?
Yes.
I love the way it smelled.
It was delicious.
It tasted great.
No, it was a bit salty.
Also, rulers and good old-fashioned cash is what is needed. So if you have any of those items and you'd like to donate them for the for this school year for the kids, go to treasuresforteacherstucson.org. Again, treasuresforteacherstucson.org. Here are some science and tech anniversaries back in 1917. How many years ago was that? I didn't write that down.
Oh, wow. That was over 100 years ago. 104 years
first,
ago.
The first electric traffic light, 1917.
Wow.
First electric traffic light on August 5th.
It only had one color.
No, they had it was actually electric.
Oh, they had all three?
I think they only had two. I think it was only red and green at the time.
They
introduced yellow a little bit later later on. So that was the first electric traffic light, so that's an anniversary there. Also on that same day in 1858, we're going back a little bit. The first transatlantic telegraph cable was completed. That was 1858.
Oh, okay.
1858.
Transatlantic. So that was a long cable.
That was really, really long cable.
And it was waterproof.
Well, it had to be. It laid on the floor. It's probably still there. There's no reason for them to take it up.
Probably.
But there's a long cable that stretches along across the Atlantic. That's how they're able to send messages across the sea.
Right.
Through that cable. And so that's been there ever since 1858. So they just had their anniversary. And also, this is actually pretty exciting. The August 6, 1991, just a few short years ago, was the very first website.
Wait, that was 30 years ago. You feel old now? 1991
yeah.
was 30
I was
years
around.
Ago.
I was around.
Well, so was I.
Okay. First website published there in 1991. We have a caller on line one with a question or comment. Gary.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you had a suggestion for a VPN that wouldn't slow down my computer as much. The one that I'm using slowed it down 80%.
Wow.
And can I give you the name of the product that I was using?
Sure. What's the name?
It was Avast.
Avast. That doesn't surprise me, in all honesty. There are some very, very interesting browsers that now have VPN built in. If you've ever heard of the browser, now this is not an operating system. This is not a it's not an app, but it's a browser called Opera. Just like you sing Opera.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
Opera actually has a built-in VPN that is free within the browser.
Oh, okay.
And all you have to do is just click on the settings and just turn it on, and it'll protect you right from the browser. Now the difference is it only protects you from what you have in what you're using inside the browser. So if you have like another application or an app running on your computer independent of the browser, that signal will not be protected. But anything that you do within the browser is. But if you want a system protection, I have had good success with Shield or Hotspot. This is a software called Hotspot Shield. They actually have a free version for up to maybe about half a gig per day that is free. But if you do anything more than that, it wants you to pay for maybe $12.95 a month. And I used that for a long time. I don't use it anymore. I'm not currently using any VPN right now, but when I was using it just a few short months ago, it worked perfectly fine. So Hotspot Shield would be my recommendation today.
All righty. I do appreciate that.
All right, Gary. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Gary.
Here is our next part. We're going to use up the remaining time here, and that is how to protect yourself from fake phone chargers. So,
fake phone chargers?
That's what I said, fake phone chargers. So there are real phone chargers, and then there's fake phone chargers.
Well, this sounds like an existential question. What is real and what is fake?
Well, a real and a fake one will both charge your phone.
Okay.
But the fake one charges your phone and more. It charges your phone while it is also hacking your device.
Oh, that's not good.
So let's say if I gave you something that had a plug that plugs into your phone on one side, and on the other side of the cable was a USB that you would plug into a computer or something like that.
Right.
You would assume that you can just plug that into the computer and then have your phone charge, right?
Right.
That's what most people do with some of these chargers.
Yes. And also what I find out is that when I plug my phone directly into the computer, then my phone indicates that I can upload things to the
transfer
data, yes.
That's called a data cable, but very, very good observation here. Now, what some people have done is they've taken maybe the electronics of, say, a wireless keyboard or a wireless mouse.
Uh-huh.
They take the dongle, the part that you connect to the computer.
Yes.
Okay. They take that apart and then they put that electronics. It's very, very small inside the body of a phone charger. So that part that you actually insert into your computer, that part that you're actually holding, that plastic part,
right,
that is usually big enough to hold all the electronics of something else.
Oh, okay.
And all you need to do is just break open those two compartments and put the electronics inside the other side, and then just solder the two power ports, which is just pins 1 and 4. So on a USB, there's 4 pins on your standard USB.
Got it.
There's 4 pins. The two outer ones are for power. The two inner ones are for data.
Okay.
If you plug a fake one in, what'll happen is your computer might give you like one of those blip sounds.
Oh yeah. Doodle.
Yeah. Yeah. So when it does that, that's bad. Especially okay. if you have nothing connected to the other side and you just plug that in.
Okay.
And you hear your computer go bloop.
Doodle.
Yes. That's bad. That
okay.
means that
All
your
right.
computer is looking for a driver to associate with something that has just been plugged in.
Okay.
And if it's just a cable has no shouldn't have any electronics in it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So here are some of the ways that you can protect yourself with the time that we have remaining. You should only purchase accessories from trusted authorized dealers. There are trusted authorized dealers on Amazon, a lot of online retailers. Make sure that you're getting the real thing, not something that anybody has tampered with like a third party.
Okay.
Also, keep the sound on your computer up so that you can make that chime sound. And also check to see if your device list changes as you plug something in. So whenever you plug something in, the device list, you can actually test to see if it's real or fake.
To make sure something wasn't added.
We do have to wrap up now. Just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works. Thanks, Chris, for being here. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert, co-hosting today. Thank you again, Chris, for being here. Tom Fairbanks is at the control board. Listen to the Computer Doctor Show every Saturday with new episodes at that time. Stay safe. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Bye.
Enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.